Hello and welcome to EPA's Research Highlights. Today's highlight, ETV verifies diesel emission controls. Developing a new environmental technology is one thing, getting it accepted in the marketplace is another. To help bridge this gap, EPA created the Environmental Technology Verification Program, or ETV, in 1995. Its goal is to verify the performance of commercial-ready environmental products, thereby helping to speed their entry into the marketplace. Through 6 nonprofit verification centers, ETV provides uniform, controlled, and objective testing of technologies that support EPA's goal of a cleaner and healthier environment. A notable example is the ongoing verification of 11 innovative diesel retrofit technologies designed to reduce particulate matter, hydrocarbons, nitrogen oxides, and carbon monoxide emissions normally found in diesel engine exhaust. Diesel engines in trucks and buses are popular because they're durable and provide good fuel economy. But they're a serious environmental challenge. The more than 11 million diesel-powered vehicles currently on U.S. highways emit significant quantities of air pollutants. Diesel emissions contribute to forestry and crop losses, and ozone levels, which prevents many communities from meeting national minimum standards for ambient air quality. Furthermore, the particulate matter in diesel exhaust is linked to many respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. EPA has determined that diesel exhaust is a likely carcinogen. Private sector developers have responded with a variety of innovative retrofit technologies for trucks, buses, and non-road equipment. To assist with the technology's entry into the marketplace, the ETV program, in cooperation with its Air Pollution Control Technology Center, is providing independent, quality-assured data on the performance of some of these technologies. There are 3 basic areas of diesel emission control technologies: exhaust treatments, retrofit fuels, and crankcase filtration systems. Exhaust treatments such as diesel particulate filters, diesel oxidation catalysts, and selective catalytic reduction systems are devices that are installed in the exhaust system, similar to a muffler. The diesel particulate filters trap particulate matter and burn it in the exhaust stream. The diesel oxidation catalysts reduce particulate matter, hydrocarbons, and carbon monoxide emissions by converting them to water vapor and carbon dioxide. The selective catalytic reduction system reduces nitrogen oxide emissions by converting them to harmless nitrogen gas. Retrofit fuels include fuel reformulations and fuel additives that modify the properties of diesel fuel, allowing it to burn more cleanly. And crankcase filtration systems work by capturing the blow-by, or unburned diesel gases, and removing their particulate matter through the use of filters before routing them to the engine intake. The goal of ETV's diesel retrofit testing is to determine the percent of emission reduction achieved for particulate matter, nitrogen oxides, hydrocarbons, and carbon monoxide compared to the percent emissions of the same engine without the retrofit technology. ETV does not verify performance claims. Rather, it provides a credible, quality-assured data set on technology performance, which is verified to be correct. It is then up to others to evaluate the vendor or manufacturer's claim in light of the data. So, for example, a diesel retrofit vendor would probably take its data set to the National Clean Diesel Campaign for review and inclusion on its verified technology list. In addition to the verification reports and statements, the ETV process includes the development of test and quality assurance plans and verification protocols. The ETV diesel retrofit program calculated some potential environmental benefits based on adoption of the tested technologies at selected market penetration rates. Using EPA's regulatory impact analysis data for diesel fuel sulfur control requirements, and assuming 10% market penetration of the first 7 verified diesel retrofit technologies, the following outcomes can be calculated over a 7-year period. 9,000 to 31,000 tons of particulate matter would be reduced. Up to $15.5 billion in 1995 dollars would be saved through the prevention of adverse health and environmental effects. 680 to 2,400 deaths could be avoided. And cities and states would be assisted in meeting national air quality standards, especially in the 10 areas of the country now at risk for exceeding particulate matter standards and the 45 areas at risk for exceeding ozone standards. For more information about this and other EPA research, visit epa.gov/nrmrl.